energy drink. Untamed energy.
Grandpa, what's that?
This right here. This is for you. For him. For her. Mm-hmm. For them. For the ones on the move. And the ones who sit still. The ones up high. The ones on holiday. This is pure. This is refreshing. This is Batra. Made for life.
Are you in need of household items, back to school gear, cosmetics, and so much more? Think Fidelity Stores. This Black Friday, visit any of our outlets. In stock are gas stoves, kitchenware, floor and dining mats, camping and dining chairs, a variety of cosmetics, school and traveling bags, school books of all sizes, and a lot more. Visit us now at the corner of Chachacha and Katondo Road and in Kalingalinga along Los Angeles Road. Call us on 0976-296-769. Fidelity Stores, for quality goods, affordable prices.
Imagine having nature's secrets to health and vitality in a bottle.
Football passion meets big rewards. This season with Carifesa, you could drive home in a brand new Toyota Starlet 2023.
Wow!
Here's how you do it. Register or log in to Paripesa. Hit the Take Part button on the promo page. Plus football bet for just 51 kwacha with odds of 1.5 or higher. Pre-match or live. Every 51 kwacha earns you lottery tickets. The more you stake, the more tickets you collect, and the greater your chances to win. Monthly prizes are waiting. iPhone 16 in October. MacBook Air in November. PlayStation 5 in December. Plus free bets every month. And in February, the ultimate prize. Toyota Starlet. Don't wait. Bet big, win bigger. Paripesa, where champions play.
The Kenny T 101 Podcast. Your weekly dose of real talk, inspiring stories, and life-changing conversations. Catch new episodes Thursdays on YouTube at 11 a.m. as it sits down with extraordinary guests to explore their journeys, challenges, and triumphs. From success stories to the lessons behind the struggles, this is where authenticity meets inspiration. Don't miss out. Follow the Kenny T 101 Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, and hit the bell so you don't miss out on a single episode. The Kenny T 101 Podcast. Get inspired.
My son just moved to the UK and I need to send him some money. Any idea how?
That's easy. Use Ecobank's international transfers. You can send foreign currency directly from your account to his. Safe and secure.
That sounds perfect. No stress, no delays.
Exactly. Just use the Ecobank mobile app or visit an Ecobank branch and send money to any country worldwide. Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank international transfers. Ecobank. A better way to bank without borders.
The Power FM Lunchtime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Former Zika candidate says fraud case was an oversight, not governance failure. I beg your pardon. Former Zika president says fraud case was an oversight, not governance failure. PF's Davis Mwila challenges given Luinda's appointment ahead of general conference. In international news, Eswatini confirms receiving $5.1 million from the United States for accepting deportees. And in sports, Zambia suffer a 2-3 loss to Angola in an international friendly match.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Former Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, Zika presidential candidate Daniel Chilo Bankole, says the recent fraud scandal involving the institute's management accountant should not be viewed as a failure of Zika's internal controls, but rather as an unfortunate oversight. Mr. Bankole explained that Zika, being a professional body for accountants, may have become too comfortable and less suspicious of its own staff, given the high ethical expectations attached to the profession. He added that although the fraud is believed to have occurred over a three-year period from September 2022 to September 2025, it is possible that the scheme went unnoticed due to consistently positive financial reports received in the past. Mr. Ankole stressed that this does not indicate a breakdown in Zika's governance systems, but rather highlights the need for continual vigilance. He has since advised the Institute to conduct regular reviews of its processes and strengthen oversight mechanisms to prevent similar incidents in the future.
This is a situation where this is not a one-off incident that has happened in the accountancy profession, but it has set shockwaves because it has happened at the institution where everybody is not expecting it to happen. But it is not something that points back at the institute. It is something that we basically all need to look at as institutions, how well our internal controls. Our internal controls are effective and able to manage and detect fraud or not. That is something that we basically need to look at and see how best we can enhance this. And for the Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants, I believe this is something that we basically need to look into intensively and also see how best we also work in with the Institute of Internal Auditors.
Former Patriotic Front PS Secretary General Davis Mwila has declared the recent appointment of two members of parliament to the party's central committee as illegal, escalating internal tensions just days before the opposition party heads to its crucial general conference. Mr. Mwila said it had come to the attention of senior members that acting PF President Gibson Luwenda had appointed Luapula MP Chanda Katotowe and Mansa MP Dr. Chitalo Chilufya to the central committee. He argued that the appointments did not follow the correct procedure, stating that any application or nomination to the Central Committee must first pass through the National Executive Committee, NEC, before being ratified by the Central Committee. He appealed to the PF National Chairman to take charge and ensure that proper procedure is followed as the party convenes. Mr. Mwila further urged party members to remain calm and united as the PF navigates what is expected to be a decisive moment for its future leadership.
But I wish to state that that appointment is illegal, in that the appointment of any member of the Central Committee, it has to go through the National Executive Committee as well as the Central Committee for ratification. And since all those stages were not followed, it is the abrogation of our own rules and the constitution. So those appointments must be treated now and void. So we appeal to our national chairman, Honorable Chonda Mpankata, to take charge, because the constitution empowers him in between now and the general conference. Because Honorable Mpankata is the one who chairs the National Council as well as the General Conference. Please, can you take charge?
However, in a swift response, the Patriotic Front leadership distanced itself from Mr. Mwila's remarks, reminding members that only the Office of the Secretary General and the Office of the Party President are mandated to issue official communication. In a statement issued by PF Deputy National Youth Chairman Celestine Mukandila, the party cautioned members and the public against being misled by what it described as an unofficial statement from the former Secretary General. The party further urged calm, unity and discipline, adding that Articles 53 and 54 of the PF Constitution clearly define the current leadership structure following the passing of former party president Dr. Edgar Chagwa Lungu. government has paid out 6.1 billion kwacha to farmers who supplied maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, during the 2025 crop marketing season, Minister of Agriculture Ruben Mutolo announced in Parliament yesterday. Presenting a ministerial statement, Mr. Mutolo said the total amount disbursed includes 4.8 billion kwacha paid directly to farmers and 1.2 billion kwacha spent on